What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Diving right back into it. 913-586-7965. Somebody on the text line says, Dusty, what if you hear it isn't Kansas City? Wouldn't care.
Yeah, what? That's the other thing that you'd have to live with. Like, I know they're not going to win now, right?
I asked the boss. I said, I gave him the hypothetical. He goes, no, I can't bet. I said, betting's not everything. He goes, it is with sports. I said, all right.
I was listening to, I think it was Ben driving in this morning, right? Or maybe it was something yesterday I was listening to. Either way, and they were talking about like what percentage of viewers, you know, would not be watching the NFL if gambling wasn't legal, right? And gambling, I think, I want to say, has been like street legal for 5 years, maybe now 6 years. I'm trying to think when.
Sounds right.
You know, right about there. Because I was there the day that Jersey legalized gambling. We were in Atlantic City in a casino, and literally a dude threw down a card table and started taking bets old school way.
Like, nice.
It was weird, man. It was, and I want to say that was either, God, I think that was pre-COVID. I think it was like 18 or 19 in June or July of 18 or 19. And we were in the casino and it hit midnight and this guy threw down like the old school, like you have in your house card table, had a cash box, put the hat on and started scratching bets on paper. Like it, I'm like, and there was a, you want to talk about a line, Dusty, a line to get those bets in on that day with this guy. It was unbelievable. So so for about 6 years, and we know the NFL ratings are going up, 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 and you know, 30 million people watch on Thanksgiving and all these numbers and whatnot. What percentage of those folks are watching just because they have a little dough on there? With 10%?
I'd go higher.
Would you really?
Okay. I think so. I'd probably say 20.
Yeah, I think so. At least as much as they watch. Maybe they'll watch an NFL game every now and then, but...
You're still pretty young. Have you ever gone to a sports book and watched a game that you've seen? Like, so I went to Vegas a couple years ago when the Chiefs played the Bengals on, like, December 4th. And I'd never seen it because that was, like, the later on afternoon game.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to... Because, like, when you did it in Vegas, I did it at Planet Hollywood. You get, like, a sheet and it gives you all the numbers and you just, like, circle in. And then you turn it in and they print you off a receipt and they say, here you go. I think it's interesting to watch people's reaction because in this book there was like, you know, obviously there's like 50 TVs and everybody's somewhere else. Yeah. You talk about anxiety, need a damn Xanax when you go into that room, man. Like whatever you got, you know what I mean?
It's sweaty in there, yeah.
Like I'm just looking back at like 2016 television numbers, right? Like let's just be 25 million people are watching, you know, in week 15, New England versus Denver. 26.5 million people watching Sunday Night Football, Dallas Giants. Midday games are getting anywhere between 17 and 20 million people. So I don't know that the number has changed a whole lot.
Maybe not.
Since then. So
does
gambling affect? Yeah, absolutely. It has an impact on it. But I still think the NFL would be putting up huge television numbers if gambling wasn't a part of it.
Yeah. I mean, they make sure you know it's a part of it every game. Look at Red Zone. DraftKings, sponsored by this segment. All right, got a few minutes left. Start, bench, cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. You can also join us on the text line, 913-586-7965. Same sponsor, Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Start, bench, cut.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
We started off with a bunch of losers. Lehu is the hair. Bo Nix, Jordan Love. Justin Herbert.
I'm starting Bo Nix, benching Jordan Love, and cutting Justin Herbert.
Just hates Justin Herbert.
I'm just not a fan. I don't think he's good.
I will do the exact opposite of Bob. I will start Herbert, I will bench Love, and I will cut Bo Nix.
But that's not the exact opposite.
Now you just ruined your tailgate experience. I will start.
Ralph still hasn't texted me.
He's like, we're kind of full. Is it a one in, one out? I'll go start Herbert. I will bench Bo Nix and cut Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love's got a lot of questions this offseason.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
I mean, dude, they took the ball out of his hands midseason, and they were a better team.
Did they pay the wrong guy?
No. I think he's better than AR.
No. I mean, like, should they have paid Jordan Love?
There's a lot of questions. I don't know.
No. You move on from him. There's no question. That guy's a cancer.
Yes. Yeah.
We're better off as a community without Aaron here. Yeah, no doubt. But did they pay the right quarterback? I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if Jordan Love's good. Like, you're going to look at that contract in a couple years ago. How fast can we get out of this thing?
It's tough.
When is the out for Jordan Love? I'm sure they're already talking about that up in Waukesha.
We'll see how.
They smoke their cigarettes and drink light beer.
I would do that in Atlantic City if I went. We go to non-MVPs and non-Super Bowl champions left in the playoffs. Start, bench, cut. Hurts, Daniels, Stroud.
I'm going to start Stroud, bench Daniels, cut Hurts.
100%.
We can move on?
Yep.
You all agree?
That's it.
All right, we go to the GOATs. Start, bench, cut. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar. I know who everybody's starting, so who's your bench and who's your cut?
I'm benching Lamar, cutting Allen.
Benching Allen, cutting Lamar.
Mac and I agree. Start, bench, cut. Receiver-wise, I think these are the three best left in the playoffs. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, not left, technically, but...
Yeah.
Because JJ's gone, but...
Yeah, but he was alive last night when we were going through this.
Justin Jefferson.
Keep pushing it, Mac. See where you're tailgating this weekend.
Yeah, Justin Thanks, Jefferson, Amara St. Brown, Nico Collins.
Right in that order for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
See, I switched Brown and Nico. I love St. Brown. I think he's great. He's a fantasy sleeper every year. Goes late in first round, sometimes early second round. Always good for what he's good for. But I love Nico Collins.
See, I'm with you on, like, St. Brown to me is just one of those guys. I don't care what he does on the field. He's my guy.
Like, and he plays with so much, like, anger towards his draft stock. He knows everybody that got drafted ahead of him receiver-wise and where they went to school. Start, bench, cut.
And watching the receiver, my wife anyway, watching it, keeps telling me all about how much she loves the guy. Like, it matters. Like,
he's a good dude, man.
He's a good dude.
Start, bench, cut. We go to coaches. Mike Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton.
Tomlin, Payton, Harbaugh for me. If it had been the other Harbaugh, I would have flip-flopped him.
Mm.
Yeah, same. Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh, then I'll go Sean Payton, though.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, Mac.
Yeah.
We go to this one. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, and D'Amico Ryans.
Starting D'Amico, benching Kevin O'Connell, cutting Dan Campbell.
Why?
I don't know. I just like those two guys so much.
Would you rather have D'Amico Ryans or Mike Tomlin?
Tomlin, right now.
Okay. Here's a fun one for you all. Would you rather have start, bench, cut 2018 Patrick Mahomes, 2022 Patrick Mahomes, or 2020 Patrick Mahomes?
Damn.
If you need, I can bring up the Pro Football Reference page, but 2018 is the 55,000.
All right. I'm going to start 2022 Mahomes. I'm benching 2020 Mahomes, and I'm cutting 2018 Mahomes.
I'm going to start 2022 Mahomes.
That might have been his best year. That might have been the best Chiefs team,
yes.
Even though they lost in the Super Bowl.
And his best season. He knew all the answers to the test. He had already made all the mistakes. I'll go 2018 Mahomes for kind of the opposite reasons of that.
They didn't lose the Super Bowl in 22.
When did they lose to Tampa?
2020.
And that might have been their best team, their best offense.
And I'll start bench 2018 Mahomes for the same reason they started 2022. It kind of has that effort mode, which I liked, and then I'll cut 2020. That's tough, though.
I'm going to start 2020, bench 2018, cut 2022.
Wow.
Dude, 2020, man, that was nuts. I know 2022, I believe, was like no Tyreek Hill anymore, the different offenses.
They won
a
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Meet the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, Super Bowl, lost an AFC championship game. That's how I look at it. Win, close to winning, lost.
Yeah. That is Start, Bench, Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service Text Line. Speaking of Mahomes, it is that time of the year again where we get to get all goo-goo gaga over Patrick Mahomes because... by God, he's given us plenty of reasons to do that. Coming up on the other side on Fesco and Dusty and Mac on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Just saw on Twitter, X, Elon, Cowboys announced new head coach. It's going to be Jerry Jones.
He should be the head coach.
I just said it was like NFL memes. Dallas decides to hire Jerry Jones as head coach.
I mean, who else could work with Jerry Jones, right? the guy's run off so many good coaches because he sucks at what he does. And I don't want to hear from people, oh, Jerry Jones this, Jerry Jones. He's a great marketer. He loves the camera in his face. He loves being in front of the media.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's getting it. I told you guys this week, I said, our week is going to be dominated by the Dallas Cowboys, and they're not even playing.
Yep.
Brilliant marketing. Now, that doesn't win you ball games, but boy, it keeps your name out there, probably sells you a couple of ball caps, gets people talking about you. Jerry Jones wants to be the center of attention, much like Mac at the tailgate on Saturday.
You did get some information from Ralph.
I did. Ralph did text me back.
Okay.
What's the word? And Ralph said that tell Mac we're full right now, but there may be some people that drop out later in the week.
Waiting list.
Playoff tailgate, dude. Tough.
Yeah, you got to get in early on that kind of stuff, man. So you're waitlisted right now.
Waitlisted, yeah. I'll put in my request early for next week.
You'll be the guy on the side of the tailgate, be like, "Hey, how you guys doing?"
Exactly.
Like, just don't rope.
No, we are going to have ropes up. I will be bringing and rope it off. You can wait outside the ropes and somebody one out, one in type of thing.
Yeah, they're gonna,
please.
They're going to have their version of Big Tom at the tailgate.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, that's right. We will.
That is funny. He's going to be outside. Hey, guys.
Can I come in? One out, one in. Do you have an ID?
It's like in Wayne's World when, like, don't make eye contact.
Now,
don't make eye contact.
If you bring, like, Livy Dunn with you, then you get in.
No, she gets in.
She gets in. You got to
exactly.
Stand
kick rocks, nerd.
Yeah, stand outside the ropes.
Yeah, your girl, she's cool.
Yeah.
But she got it bounce.
I don't know if this guy Blaze is going to be at the game on Saturday with us. He's the guy who drinks Fireball right out of everybody else's bottle and puts his mouth all over it. Ruined the entire bottle of Fireball years ago.
That's
not
backwash.
That I am still mad about
that's
that.
Backwash.
But I mean, how low rent is that?
Well, alcohol kills all germs.
I don't care. Okay. You know, you're at a community tailgate. You don't start swigging out of bottles, man.
No. You got a water bottle.
Or use one of the cups that's there, right? I mean, this was right around COVID, post-COVID, and you're out there slamming Fireball with your dirty lips all over the bottle, polluting it for everybody else.
Well, if you allow Mac to get into the tailgate, everybody's nickname will be Blaze. All right, Mac, you're invited. Damn, this food's really good, man. It didn't taste good earlier. Well, ever since we let this Mac guy in, this stuff's been great, dude.
Tell you what, Ralph, the chili's really banging this week.
Oh, man, that might actually be the right that might actually be the right food to tailgate with. Or you just do breakfast burritos and make them the night before. And then you bring them out to the tailgate.
If it was a noon game, maybe.
You can eat breakfast all day.
You can. You can. Yeah, I don't know. We haven't really discussed what we're going to do.
One of those breakfast burritos that we get here sometimes? Or are those from...
Torchy's tacos, I think. Oh. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Southside Bar and Grill makes some mean breakfast tacos too. Maybe I'll get an indicator some breakfast tacos for us. I don't know what we want to do. We'll have to figure it out.
Yeah, I get weird over tacos. I don't know why.
You get weird
pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just par for the course. Yeah, dude, breakfast burritos. Make them the night before, put them in a pan, put them in the fridge, and the next morning, heat your oven up, put them in there, wrapped in foil, take them to the tailgate. Somebody's going to have a grill. If you want to get a little char on the outside, boom, I ain't done. Love me a breakfast burrito. But I also love me Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. There's always that moment every playoff where there's moments where he, your jaw drops, right? Against Houston back in 2019 when it was 24-0, you're like, what's going to happen next? Well, three touchdowns to Travis Kelce in the first half and ran out of fireworks in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You watch that Philadelphia Super Bowl, longest run of his career on a one ankle, goes all the way down. You're like, that's a Mahomes playoff moment. This year, I don't know what it's going to be, but something is going to happen. Patrick Mahomes just always seems to turn it on when it comes to the biggest time of the season, which is what everybody strides to do, right? Like Josh Allen, he was good in that game against Denver. Now go do it against Baltimore. That's a bigger level. Where you are, I guess, remembered is when the games matter. And like we have talked all morning today about Sam Darnold, the entire 16 weeks of the season, everyone was saying, we were wrong about this guy. This guy and Kevin O'Connell have really figured it out. They're a better tandem, and now look where he's at. And then when the games mattered, Minnesota lost four games this year, and both times they lost those games were on back-to-back weeks. Detroit, Rams. Maybe not, I think it actually was back-to-back. Like week 7, week 8, and then week 18, and then playoff week wild card. But that's where, and it's so funny because everybody likes to comp Patrick Mahomes and the next guy, right? Like, well, he's got that arm. He's got that vision. He's got that mental. He's got this. Where you want to be Patrick Mahomes is right now. And nobody, in my opinion, is anywhere close to that, because he is literally on the cusp of being arguably, not arguably, just definitive, second greatest quarterback in the entire history of the NFL, and he's 29 years old. If, in fact, he does throw for 6 touchdowns in the playoffs, which he's going to do, he's thrown for 10, 11, 7, 6, 5, 8, all throughout his playoff career. He's thrown for more, at least 6, maybe not all the time, but he can throw for 6 touchdowns. He's 3 behind Brett Favre, 4 behind Aaron Rodgers for 3rd all time. And if he gets to 46 touchdowns, he will pass Joe Montana and be 2nd all time. If he wins 2 games in the playoffs, so if he gets to the Super Bowl, he will pass Joe Montana as the 2nd most winningest quarterback in the NFL playoff history. And of course, if he does what we all want him to do and we think that they might do, win a Super Bowl, he would solidify himself as 4 titles, 18 playoff wins, 3 playoff losses. The touchdowns would be there. There would be no argument other than, is it Brady or is it Mahomes? He would also have in his back pocket, Bob, the Ace of Spades, which is the three-peat title that no one else has
done. Well, and if he does that, then he is the greatest of all time, and there's no arguing. I mean, there just isn't. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest of all time if they three-peat, because it's something that nobody has ever done. And I don't care what his touchdown numbers are. I don't care what his playoff wins are. I don't care about any of that. You won 3 straight Super Bowls. You are the best to have ever done it, because in 105 years of this game, nobody has ever done that. So to me, Patrick Mahomes becomes the greatest quarterback of all time when they win 3 straight Super Bowls. And you know, if they don't win 3 straight Super Bowls, then he's probably going to have to pass Tom Brady, you know, because that's the level that you get to. So win this one, make it easy on yourself to become the greatest of all time. Or if you don't win this one, then you're going to have to probably win 8. And that's still 5 more, you know, if you don't get this one done. So I think for Patrick Mahomes, I don't care about his touchdowns, his numbers, and all that kind of stuff. If he wins that 3rd straight Super Bowl, he is the greatest quarterback of all time. And in my opinion, there's no debating that. And I don't even know that I would listen to people who wanted to debate Brady over Mahomes or Montana over Mahomes at that point in time, because he's done literally something that everybody has tried their entire lives to do, and nobody other than like Michael Jordan and Derek Jeter have been able to go out there and three-peat. And that's why when people say, oh, I want to find the next Patrick Mahomes, that's great. But you're not going to find the next Patrick Mahomes because of the makeup of who he is as an athlete, who he is as a player. Mm-hmm. Not everybody started their career at the age of 5 shagging fly balls at Shea Stadium, hanging out with athletes and being around and understanding how to be a professional athlete. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes had that. He had the ability and the advantage of being able to be around this. So none of this is big. But he also has that winning gene that a lot of athletes just don't have. There aren't many guys out there that I could look at and say, you've got it. You've got the winning gene. And I've named those guys. It's Brady. It's Jeter. It's Jordan. Tiger. And it's Tiger.
Gretzky.
Yeah, Gretzky. Yeah, no doubt.
But that's it.
But there's not many. I mean, there's just not. And so, like, this hunt for the next Mahomes is, like, one of the stupidest things that people are on, because the odds of finding the next Patrick Mahomes are probably 2 to 3 generations away.
I think there's a good text because somebody says, and how many wild card rounds have they been, you know, buys of? I think they've had the one seed 3 times.
3 times, yeah.
This year, 18 and 20.
No, and they played in 8. They beat the Colts in 18 in the wild card round.
That's right. Was it 19 they had the – no? Yeah, 19, because they played Buffalo and then they came to –
They got the 2 seed.
Read the text again.
How many times have the Chiefs had buys in the first round, so his stats are still this way without an extra –
I thought it was like taking a shot at like, well, they've then played – well, yeah, because they set the bar in the regular season. They took care of business, so they wouldn't have to, right? It's like when you save for retirement, you're saving now, so you don't have to worry about it later. Like, that's what they do in the regular season. They win games. To his point, like – I mean, imagine if you had like 3 extra games.
Imagine what Mahomes, like, that's the stat that I always hate that they put up with Mahomes, is like, in their first 5 years, their numbers are this.
That's the only way people can get around Mahomes.
Play his first year.
Best rookie performances. Like, it's the only way you can skirt the Mahomes thing, because nothing you do
Mahomes
shows that
touchdowns
anybody is better than Patrick Mahomes. Nobody. There is nobody that is better at anything in the game of football than Patrick Mahomes is right now. And the only way to show that there are some other decent humans out there that play quarterback is by putting stats up that exclude Patrick Mahomes from the equation.
I think maybe it's I get lost in the game because, again, regular season games I watch, and every once in a while when it's big, like the Buffalo game every year is one of those games where I'm on the edge of my chair, like, okay, I would love to win this game, but obviously if we don't, it's all right. But maybe it's me, and I don't know. Maybe it's the Miller Lights that get the eyes a little foggy. But, like, when I watch playoff Mahomes, it's a different person.
Yes, I didn't really get
to grow up and enjoy Jordan because, like, he was basically done by the time I was able to, like, follow his prime, like 97, I think, when they won the third or the second three-peat against the Jazz. Maybe that was 96. I'm trying to think.
Was it 91, 92, 93? And then he was off. When was OJ 94, 95, 96, 97, 98? Yeah.
So it was 96, 97, 98?
I think so, yeah. Okay. I think.
Yeah. And so, like, the thing that's interesting about that is that, like, when you watch him in the playoffs, it's like watching slow motion. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Over the Hedge.
Mm-mm.
It's a cartoon movie about animals that, like, try to, you know, fight for food and whatever, and they're, like, in the backyard, and there's a scene with the squirrel played by Steve Carell, and he gets a Red Bull, and, like, everything stops but him. Like, he's moving so fast and so efficiently that everything else is just frozen, and he's like, oh, this is great, and he's able to, like, do whatever he wants because the world stops. That's kind of where I feel like this is at for Patrick Mahomes. Like,
yeah.
Whereas the playoffs, like, every round gets a little bit more. Like, I think Josh Allen and Lamar will be more calm this year than they were last year, maybe in the divisional rounds. But when you watch, like, last year, Josh Allen looked fine in the divisional round, but Mahomes was finer.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do this, and from the 913, yeah, this is a pro Mahomes take. Yeah, welcome to the show in Kansas City, home of Kansas City Chiefs.
Just stop. But, like, hang on a second. How could you have anything other than a pro Mahomes take? Like,
but it's playoff Mahomes.
I mean, like, it's just another pro Mahomes take. Yeah. Have you seen what the gentleman has done?
He's 15-3 in the playoffs. He's 29 years old. I ain't done.
What do you want us to do?
He's never not made the AFC Championship game. I ain't done. He's getting ready to go win his fourth
Super Bowl. Oh, it's just another Mahomes, pro Mahomes take.
And that's from a 913 number. I figured you'd be in on this. I guess not. But I look at this, I look at him in the playoffs, and it is interesting because the only time outside of the first half against New England in 2018 and the second half against Cincinnati, that's where it hasn't been that way. Mm-hmm. And one was his rookie year, and the other one, I will not completely give him a fault because I think there was something going on.
They traded Tyreek Hill immediately after that game.
It's crazy, man. Like, I just, like,
it, they, that's the untold story, I think, of everything. They were quick because to trade Tyreek Hill after that game.
If you go back and watch the way that half ended, like, Tyreek Hill is bitching and moaning, walking down the stairs to go into the club, into the locker room, and you're like, there was some sort of rift in that
locker
room.
Something happened, right?
And maybe they didn't run the right play, but shake it off and move on.
Right. Something definitely went sideways.
And the second half, I mean, you know, It's one of those things. So it's like, oh, okay, never mind.
And then they lose the game, and then Tyreek Hill's gone, and they become a better organization. And that's just sometimes the way, you lose. Very talented player, but probably not somebody that you want. That, like, during times of need and mm-hmm. losing and tough times, are you somebody that's going to move everybody forward, or are you going to sit around and bitch and read a book?
Right.
Right? Like, sorry, I want the guy that's going to try to make things better. I don't want the cat that's going to sit around and bitch and read a book. And so that's kind of where I think, I do believe, and nobody has told me this one. Like, this is one of those things that I've just never really asked, questioned, you know. Mm-hmm. But now I'm going to start to ask. what went on at halftime? Because, he was gone that offseason.
Oh, yeah.
Gone that offseason.
Quickly.
I mean, he was gone faster than Bob Sutton was gone.
Yeah.
And Bob Sutton was fired like halftime of that Patriots championship game. But I mean,
I never saw a narrative turn quickly on a person in my entire life that when they fired Bob Sutton, all of a sudden the very next day it was like, yeah, he didn't adjust at halftime. He wasn't friendly. He had a horrible play call.
Yeah, right,
like,
yeah.
Well, before that, it was like, Bob Sutton's fine. Yeah. Like, he's going to be okay.
Right. It's all
like,
that stuff comes out, though. I mean, you lose a game, and now, you know, everybody, you know, wants to, you know, throw out their dirty laundry and whatnot. But
yeah.
I mean, like, but the back to Patrick Mahomes, it's like, people want to find the next, think there's going to be another. There's not.
Well, there will be another great quarterback that will put up similar numbers and chase his numbers because it's happened throughout our entire history of existence. It happened in basketball, believe it or not. LeBron James came around after Michael Jordan. Is he Michael Jordan? No.
Not even close.
When it comes to championships, okay, when it comes to winning, no.
And people would say that about Mahomes or Brady. Like, not even close to Brady yet. Mahomes has 3, Brady has 7. Like,
talk Mahomes is ready to do something that Brady couldn't do.
Right. And, you know, it's insane because, like, I think we've all been there before. Like, in some sort of big moment where you've had to be your best and you're surrounded by people that are just like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of people here. Oh, okay, that scoreboard's different or something like that. And when Mahomes gets there, now credit, he's been on successful teams, so he's kind of used to it, which is just insanely disgusting. But it's like when that happens and it's like, all right, here we go. It's like you can tell, like, again, watch the game on Saturday. I kid you not, watch the game on Saturday and watch CJ Stroud's eyes. Because I watched Sam Darnold's eyes last night.
Oh, boy.
That was a man that
was
shook
by
the moment.
Those were saucers, man.
I mean, that was a man. He looked like Adam Gase in the press conference.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And when you see those...
And it's time to shave the mustache, bro, because it ain't working for you. Now you've lost 2 games in a row.
It's like a beard almost, isn't there? Yeah, it's like a red beard.
Was some guy wearing a face guard last night, like one of those like that you wear when it's cold? I swear to God, I saw somebody wearing one of those last night.
I think it was
playing.
Justin Jefferson.
No, I think it was on the Rams.
Oh, okay.
I do know what you're talking about, though. That like face thing, yeah.
It's
like when it's cold.
It's trendy.
It's Arizona.
It again, like
in her dome.
I was at a fall fun fest thing at Lee Summit, and there was a bunch of kids wearing like the like ski. Oh, not ski.
When,
mask,
when
but,
was
like,
this?
I don't know. Like September.
Was it cold out?
No. It was like 70 degrees.
Just because it's trendy doesn't mean you wear it and sweat your ass off. But anyway, that's just me.
Well, I see a lot of people now on X that are hating the trend of 2 mouthpieces.
What? Why do we need 2? No, they don't wear 1, let alone have 2 hanging there.
It's the cool thing to do. It's trendy.
I'd grab them by the mouthpiece if I was playing.
They just snap right off.
It's trendy to have 2 mouthpieces, not put one in and look stupid with them running.
They're doing it in high school, Little League, everything. I went to high school games this year, and I'm like, oh, they're doing the 2 mouthpiece thing. Cool. Good for them.
But we didn't, like, we wore them barely, you know, when we played. Like, you didn't want that thing hanging there in front of you.
And my bad, I needed to apologize to the text line. They were not saying it's a pro Mahomes thing. They were talking about having the bye weeks. That's a pro Mahomes topic, saying like, yeah, without the game. So I 100% put my heart on the line. I apologize for that, thinking that was an ass shot. It's not, because you're talking to the ass guys born that way.
Jerry Jones. Speaking of ass.
Yeah. Who's having sex with Jerry Jones? Still don't know.
Honest to God, who do you think he's going to hire? Like right now, give me your answer of who's going to be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Kellen Moore. According to a lot of sources yesterday, it was going to be Jason Witten was a candidate of interest. Did you see that?
No.
I'm going to go home now.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
Jason Witten, no coaching history.
Oh, wow. Well, Jeff Saturday showed
because you know what Jerry Jones is doing, right? Well, hell, if New England's bringing back great players exactly. to coach, I think I could probably do that, too. What's Kyle Van Noy doing? Still playing. Yeah. You know,
but here's the thing. Vrabel, like, has done this before.
Yeah.
Vrabel's been a head coach in college, high school. I mean, he did it here in Kansas City when he was playing. He was coach for, like, Vrabel's a coach.
Yeah.
He's had the experience. He's won games in the NFL.
Right.
Jason Witten has done nothing except be bad on
Jason
TV.
Jason Garrett.
Jason Witten. So it's going to be Kellen Moore, right? Like that's going to be the biggest letdown hire of them all. But that's the only person who's going to go work for because Dion right now has laid the groundwork, Dusty. He has laid the groundwork. Like you better come with a check or back out before I leave Colorado.
And that's the other thing too is I think Dion's like that son of Jerry Jones. Like no, we ain't gonna do
you
that.
Think Dion's
like,
the one who could change Jerry.
I think he has the clout.
What do you think of Troy's comments last night? Do you think that affects Jerry Jones?
I think that Jerry will be the narcissistic human that he is and be like, hey, you know, Troy, he got a lot of concussions. He doesn't always know what he's talking about.
He's going to call Troy, though, right?
Like, I think they've already had a conversation.
I think they talked last night. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, Jerry doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
Come on, man. He's got to read about himself too much, and he's the number one story in NFL right now. Yeah. Whether you like it or not, Jerry Jones is the number one story. Right. Dallas is the number one story.
Right.
And I hope they hire Dion.
Oh, I do, too. I'm rooting for it.
Because, I mean, I don't think he will be a successful NFL coach like he could be a successful college coach, which he hasn't really been that successful in college. That's coming from a Dion prime guy.
But see, defining success, obviously, wins and losses. But, man, he is given – and change the lives of so many kids that play for him, but also for that university and that community. And like, I mean, he's changed things. He's done great
for Colorado.
Yeah, so, I'd say it's a success.
Somebody says Jason Witten couldn't even announce games well on TV.
I know. Like, could you
remember
imagine
how bad he was?
Terrible.
Oof.
Like, could you imagine Jason Witten trying to do something during a game? That guy's right on the text.
Why doesn't Jerry Jones call Tony Romo?
He probably forgets he played for the Cowboys.
I mean, that's the last time they were really relevant.
I mean, that job sucks. It's one of the worst jobs in the NFL.
I mean, I don't know.
It's the worst job.
I think it is.
I mean, I
think I'd rather go to the Jets than I would rather go to Dallas. I think so. I'd rather go to Jacksonville than go to Dallas.
I think I wouldn't.
You wouldn't go to Cleveland or Dallas?
Because Cleveland is just, I mean, that owner sucks. So does Jones, but this owner's like stupid bad. Really bad.
He's really bad.
The Jets is a better job than Dallas. There's no question it's a better job because they're reinventing everything. They're like, and I don't know that owner is going to be in the way like Jerry is. Could you imagine waking up every morning and having to answer to Jerry Jones going, I think we need to get Deion to play quarterback. Deion's been retired for 30 years, Jerry.
I mean, to be honest with you, I would say that if I was Jerry Jones, I would go get Kellen Moore. Because that's
the guy you can manipulate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, he's already worked for you, too.
Yeah. Right. He's the marionette.
And Dallas fans will be like, that's what we need. Minnesota's got Kevin O'Connell. Green Bay's got LaFleur. McVay, same type of young. Or you know what I would do, which you could also walk all over? Go see what Cliff Kingsbury's doing.
Whew. Yeah.
You want a guy that's pining for a shot that could really do something maybe with Dak Prescott? I don't know if it's a possibility. You go get Cliff Kingsbury, and you go sign a running back.
I hope the Jets hire Rex Ryan and the Cowboys hire Deion. That would be the greatest thing.
I'm in.
Somebody says, call Dan Orlovsky. He wants to coach. I got this great play idea. The quarterback runs out of the end zone. Yeah. Sacrifice two, and we don't throw a pick six. Points.
Yeah. No, no.
Thanks, Dano.
Orlovsky would definitely sit down with Jerry and interview for that job.
Yeah. And I do agree with this text line. We should call Patrick Mahomes the Texas Rattlesnake. We should call Steve Austin and see if that's all right. Coming up on the other side, we get to On the Come because we missed it earlier. So On the Come, on the other side of 96.5 The Fan and Fesco, Dusty, and Mac, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Do you have those friends that know every hand signal in the football world of referees? It's holding. See, called holding. Illegal man downfield. He's getting ready to call it. See, illegal shift. Well, that too. It's the same thing, just minor changes. Gosh, I love those guys. So you guys are going to consume the game there live. That's pretty fun. That ought to be a good time. Chili, bundle up, two pairs of gloves.
Consume the game there live. Yeah. I'm like, did I miss something?
What's wrong with that saying?
I don't know. It was just weird the way you say it. So you guys are going to consume the game live, right?
So I like almost.
Well, I'll be there tailgating. The I don't know about Mac.
Yeah, still on the fence. Mac's like, I brought gummies.
Guys.
All right, come on. Actually, just
I bought my mother's gooey butter cake.
Yeah, that'll get me in. That'll get me in.
Now, actually, if you do end up getting off the wait list for this.
You do need to bring
and not be a damn freeloader, then you need to bring the gooey butter cake.
We'll get a GBC there for sure.
You could also bring the rest of Alex's birthday cookie cake out there.
Could do that, but not gonna do that.
Oh wow, it looks like I have a text from Ralph.
What?
Oh. How the hell
he get your number?
Yeah, I don't know. He's fine.
I don't have it and you do.
He said, you can come to the tailgate. Screw what Bob says. One thing, we got to kick one person out. Bob or Jen? Let me know. So now, Bob, it's the tables have turned, Bob.
So you're kicking Jen out? God, that's fine.
Fine by me, finally.
So you got to bring the gooey butter cake. If you don't bring the gooey butter cake, then, you're not in.
Yeah, no doubt.
Don't do one of these. I showed up late. I forgot it. Meemaw, get that gooey butter cake going now. It's Tuesday. Well, Wednesday in Arrowhead, but Tuesday in the rest of the world.
I just want to win, Jim. On the come.
If that bus is a rocket, on you the best come. Not come knocking.
I just want to win, Jim. One more time. So good, it sounds good twice.
On the come.
I just want to win, Jim. That's right. What? It's Tuesday.
The edition's great.
If that bus is a rocket, you best not come a knocking.
Would you do that?
Yeah, why not?
At a tailgate?
Sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Are you guys
wouldn't
loud?
Even think twice.
Or do you like mimes?
No, we can be loud.
Yeah. Dude, mimes don't talk. They do when they're having sex. Shout out to that movie, Jack Black and Steve Zahn. On the come for me this week, Jaden Daniels, man, right? The quarterback for the Washington Commanders.
Yep.
Looks great, right? They showed his bloody face on the television. The Rook won on the road and proved his rookie of the year status. Like, no rookie quarterback on the road had won a game, right? That's like the new record that he started. Or
yeah, it's another Patrick Mahomes category that we can take advantage of.
So, like, really love that. And I think that he's one of those guys that it's a similar ride to C.J. Stroud, right? Like, last year, C.J. Stroud, rookie of the year, good quarterback, putting your name in the top list of quarterbacks in the future on the come. My other one is Will Anderson. Gosh, dog, I hate having to play this guy.
He was good.
He's fantastic. He believes in the D'Amico Ryans message. That's exactly what D'Amico Ryans needs. He was here in Kansas City when he got drafted, and I remember when he got drafted, I was like, that guy's going to be a menace for a while, and he could possibly be one of the top, and I mean this, one of the top pass rushers in the NFL moving forward. He's only been in the league 2 years, but the guy is simply just so damn good. He's a force to be reckoned with. Let's see what Juwan Taylor, or what we think, will be Joe Tooney trying to handle business when he's got another guy on the other side of the line too. But I am always envious of teams that get pass rushers because it seems that the Chiefs just always try to get that guy. And it's like, God, could you imagine if Carl Loftus was Will Anderson?
Was Will Anderson. Yeah, exactly.
You'd be like, all right.
Sit back.
Come on, we could get those guys if we just start losing.
Or you could trade Rashee Rice for Micah Parsons.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think Dallas says yes.
I'll get Jerry Jones on the phone. I'll be like, listen to here.
Did they sign Micah yet?
No. That's why he said we're going to win the trophy next year. I was like, you don't even know if you're going to be in Dallas next year.
Like, if you're Dallas at this point in time, just get rid of everybody. Start over.
Sell.
I mean, just exactly. Get rid of the entire. It's not that good anyway. For me on the come, I went Jaden Daniels as well with this one because how could you not with the way that he played? He was great over the weekend. I thought he was absolutely fantastic in that game. So that's an easy one. And for me, the next guy that's on the come, I know Mac probably not going to like this. J.J. McCarthy, man, you're on the come.
Yeah, I can't deny it. Yeah, he is.
Sammy D, your days are numbered in Minnesota. Where you're going to go next, I don't know, but it ain't going to be there, and I don't know how much money you're going to make, and I don't even know if you're going to get that guaranteed opportunity based on those. Like, to have a bad eight quarters in October against Carolina and Jacksonville is one thing. To do it on national TV when everybody's watching after 17 weeks of everybody saying you're going to cash in and be this great quarterback, to go belly up in the last eight quarters against two playoff teams, won a playoff game, to stink out loud like that, man, whoever gets Sam Darnold going to have a tough sell to their fan base to try to tell people why Sam Darnold should be their starting quarterback. You roll him into New York for the Giants next year, Daboll should quit.
Yeah, honestly, that is a tough sell. Best wide receiver, up-and-coming new head coach who's this great mind, and he stunk for eight quarters. I mean, he was terrible.
Because I was starting to buy in. I'm like, well, if the Giants get him, and okay, eight quarters of... eight quarters of ghosts, eight quarters of Daniel Jones, eight quarters of blow the whistle, blow the whistle, blow the whistle. Like, I mean, it was bad.
It was really bad.
Now it's a bad time to stink.
Indefensible. Just throw the football. I mean, it's 6-7 seconds sitting back there. Just throw the football. For me, I'm going to go Ladd McConkey, incredible player. Best rookie performance on offense other than Jaden Daniels, probably. You could argue Ladd McConkey was better than Jaden Daniels. I mean, 150-plus yards in a playoff game. Ravens defense on the come. I know it's the Steelers. I know they've played some bad teams previous, but it's been a good 6 weeks for that Ravens defense. That may be something for us to keep an eye on. And then Jared Verse and the Rams defensive coordinator.
Who's he going to be coaching next year?
Dallas.
Chris Shula.
Is that Don Shula's grandson?
I believe so.
So he'll be in the mix because of last night, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
And the last name.
No Shula outside of Don has been any good, by the way, just so you know.
I don't even know any other Shulas.
There's David. There's Mike.
Mike wasn't... Was he... I can't remember.
I think Mike Shula coached the Bengals. I think David Shula may have been the guy who held down Alabama for a hot minute before Saban got there.
I don't know if this guy's name is Shula, but you guys can have a new on-air host if you'd like. Hopefully on the other side, we'll get a new host. My goodness, how has Dusty kept his job this long? Just unbearable. Casey deserves better. Dusty, you're that guy. Don't act like you're not. Everything you've shown us in the air on the air shows that you are the annoying guy to watch the game with. Okay.
Is this the same guy or is this different people?
Same guy. Either you are the biggest tool in the room during a game or pretending to be something you are not on the radio. Thanks for pretending. I hope that guy has a really good day today. I hope he has a nice life. I wish nothing but the best for him.
I just don't understand why people text stuff
so
like
much
that.
Hate weird, on the text man. Line, man. 913. I'll give
weird
you,
behavior.
913, I'll give you my word. As a tool, you can come in anytime you'd like for an entire 2 segments. We'll even give you the middle segment, the big, big, long one, and let's see how good you can do this Ooh. Job. I'd love to see it. Ooh. If you got the stones, if you got the charisma, why don't you bring yourself in here, and I'll do something even more nice for you. I'll give you an opportunity to be a radio host for an entire segment. Let's see your response. And I hope you have a great day. I hope your family's doing well. I hope you have a great job. I hope everything's working out for you. Because you got to do nice things for people. I never, ever do this. Holding, holding.
You do that?
No, apparently I do.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, apparently, we'll be back tomorrow. Sorry for the 913. Hope you have a good day. But hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know, it could change their day, week, month, or year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, and have a great afternoon. You'll get Cody, Gold, and Drew from 10 to 2, then Carrington and Rob. We'll talk to you tomorrow.